Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. This is the open line hour. It is for you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything and everything related to your house, home, castle, or cabin is your opportunity to get your questions fielded at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Beautiful day to get some projects done around the house. Also, beautiful day to not do anything but just enjoy the weather. We've been talking about this, having a state too pretty to work day law passed. Today would be a great day for that, although, you know, there's not a lot of people working on a Saturday. It'd have to be a Monday or a Friday to take advantage of a nice three-day weekend just to enjoy and relax and spend time with the family or knock out some projects around the house. If that's the latter is what's on your agenda, this hour is for you. You join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions, 411-923, during the broadcast only. And then email, of course, if you've got pictures that you want to give a shot of your project, or you need help describing something, or tool identification, product identification, email info@rosieonthehouse.com. I'm Romy. Joanna's behind the glass taking your calls. Mike's on the board, and we're here for you, along with our Arizona-specific certified contractors. It is the hardest screening process of any referral network out there. Rosie on the House is the original referral network, and it's designed for the Arizona homeowner who either doesn't have the time or the ability to get the job done themselves. You can click on Find a Trusted Partner, select your city or zip code, type in what category you're looking to have accomplished, from air conditioning to chimney sweeping to weed control to dryer vent cleaning, whatever the case may be. There's an option for keyword if you want to get very specific. Otherwise, just leave it blank and hit search. And the contractors statewide that will show up in relation to geolocation, how close they are to you, they'll show up in order of closest to farthest, all the way from Green Valley down south to Flagstaff up north. It's Rosie on thehouse.com. And if you're looking for a career path in the trades, it's a great time to be in the trades. And I couldn't tell you a single partner of ours that isn't looking for qualified help. The construction industry is booming. Housing projects are booming. The industry itself is just booming. Even the garden and nursery centers, they're all looking for qualified help. Letter here from Jeff Carmichael of Rias says the opportunity, what they're looking for is an audit technician position. It's not a sales position, but assistant to the analyst of home testing. It's a full-time job starting at $15 an hour. You get a take-home vehicle, a phone, iPad, provided with tools, training, and full benefits. So there's a great opportunity in the energy audit world, which is a newer industry as it relates to time proximity of the rest of the trades. They go to a specific home. They do a full analysis of your home's energy efficiency, and then they identify the weak points in your home. And then it's a great opportunity. It gives you, a list of strongest to weakness to start dialing through. When I started, you used to always say, according to the utility companies, 40% of your energy loss is through windows and doors. So that's always the first place we attacked. And that's true. But once your windows and door are done, then what? Well, maybe try some sunscreens. Well, maybe try some awnings. Well, maybe try some film. Well, maybe try some more active insulation. Well, maybe try some ventilation. Well, maybe try this. Your air conditioner's too old. On and on and on. Well, an energy audit gives you a map of the weakest to strongest aspects. So just start attacking the weakest ones first. And there's always some low-hanging fruit homeowners can do themselves, or it's very affordable to get done. Just start knocking those off. And if you're really smart, the money you save from those improvements, you'll save that money and use that to invest in these other items on this list that take the additional money. So there's a path for you to becoming energy efficient consumer. And next hour, we've got Sun Valley Solar Solutions and talking about going solar, becoming super energy efficient in the sense that you're creating your own power used on your home. But right now, it's open lines, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Todd Phoenix is first on the line, so he's first on the air. And he's out today. Where are you, Todd?
Hey, I'm up in North Phoenix.
What you doing out and about?
Just, you know, usual honey-do list.
Nice.
Question for you. One of the things on the list is to look at smart thermostats and smart smoke detectors and so on. And I just want to know if you saw any true value in those, if there's any real benefit to having those types of things as opposed to just the normal things that we have in the house.
Well, I have not seen a smart smoke alarm. Does it know the difference between burning toast and burning drywall?
Yeah, that's a good question. I can't see where there's a whole lot of benefit from one to the next, and so I just wanted to see if you had any, you know, the Nest makes a whole slew of these things, and so I just wanted to see if you had any experience with them.
You know, we product test constantly, Todd, and we're sent items regularly. We attend the National Hardware Show in Vegas, and there's always new products. I would say from year over year over year, as it relates to the electronic industry in the home, you don't see a lot of the same products when you go back. And the main reason for that is because somebody will get an idea, and it's a great idea, and they bring it to market, but it's one more electronic thing to mess with. And there's only so much electronics somebody can mess with. It's supposed to make the home easier, but you've got settings, and you've got batteries, and you've got Wi-Fi, and you've got to reset this, that. Until they come out with one system that kind of manages everything, there is going to be a limited amount of products that make sense. There's only so much you could possibly pile into the home. And then when we get to one that does everything, me as a homeowner, I don't know that I would want one single device being able to control everything, because what if somebody hacked it? Then they've got control of everything. So, it is really more a lifestyle question for you particularly. What are you trying to gain with a smart smoke alarm? I'm old school. I would rather want hardwired into the house with a battery backup that just goes off. I don't know that I'd want any more bells and whistles on that. The thermostat you asked about, I don't know that you need to get, if you super cool, all you need to be able to do is set the time and the temperature you want it. I know there's thermostats that you can turn on from work as you're leaving so the house gets cool when you get there. Well, that's, in theory, a great idea, but if you turn it off at, let's say, 7 o'clock when you leave, and it goes up to, you know, 80, 85 degrees, and you leave work at 5 o'clock, and you say, okay, now cool it down to 72. Well, now, during on-peak time, you're asking the house to use an exorbitant amount of electricity through the air conditioning unit to cool the house 12 degrees. Whereas if you super-cooled, and the house was stayed, you keep the house cool at 70 degrees right until noon, and I'm using APS 7 to noon on off peak demand time, and then you say, okay, now from noon to 7, only let the house creep up to 76 degrees, and then after 7 o'clock, bring it back down to 70. You're much more efficient with your energy consumption there. So I haven't found a practical use for managing the air conditioning in your home remotely. Just what are your off-peak times? Set your temperature you want it at off-peak. What's your on-peak times? Set the temperature at what you want it there and leave it alone. Somebody asked last time we talked about super cooling, what about weekends? Well, weekends don't matter. You're off-peak, so as cool as you want to keep it, put it there. Well, isn't that wasting energy? No, because then when you're back on peak, your home is so cool, it never gets to that super high temperature that requires a ton of energy to cool it back down to a comfortable temperature. Keep it cool at the off-peak times, and you don't need to waste a ton of electricity on on-peak times to keep from sweating inside your home. It's a very hard concept to grasp because it's against everything you've been marketed for the last, since the invention of utility rates. But everyone that has done it and taken our advice saves money and consumes less energy. One of our staff, actually, Scott Apple, I'm going to throw you way under the bus, for 5 years would not go to super cooling, and we'll have to get Scott on, text me, he always listens. What did you end up saving? It was an absorbent amount. For 5 years, he put that off, and if he really wants to kick himself in the head, Scott, calculate what you're saving now times either calculate what you're saving annually and times that by five. That's what you could have saved if you'd have listened to Rosie from the beginning. But don't do it because you're not going to like yourself. Carrie in Tucson, next on the broadcast. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
I have a question. I called one of your Rosie-approved contractors, roofing contractors, and he gave me an estimate for a spray-on polyurethane two-part process new roof to replace the roof I have on the house now versus a three-ply, you know, overlap felt tar paper, typical built-up. What is your thought on the foam one-inch stick when it actually rises and hardens?
We love foam. The insulation value that it brings to the home that no other roofing system can provide. The durability that we've seen, you can't just put it on there and forget about it. You have to reapply a roof coating. That foam by itself, less left untreated, the sun will absolutely deteriorate the foam. So you've got to have a roof coating on it, and you've got to recoat that every 5 to 7 years, just depending. And a lot of people don't like that. They've had a three-ply roll-down asphalt roof that lasted, you know, 30, 40 years. They never had to do anything with, and they want that. But, you know, for the insulation value and what you'll save on your efficiency and the quietness it brings the home, I absolutely would go foam any time that it's practical. And they can actually build it up beyond 1 inch to add more insulation. And for a flat roof that may not be well insulated, it's the only way to really get to that high energy value that you're looking for. But, I mean, it is a personal preference. Properly installed, both will keep you dry for a lot of years, several decades, in fact.